Star Wars actor Mark Hamill faces cancel mob for liking Bette Midler's anti-trans tweet. By David Ng on July 5, 2022. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill has come under fire for merely liking Bette Midler's recent tweet in which she condemned so-called transgender-inclusive terminology, such as people with vaginas and menstruators. The cancel culture mob has accused the Luke Skywalker actor of supporting transphobic propaganda and TERF rhetoric, or trans-exclusionary radical feminist rhetoric. On Monday, Bette Midler faced accusations of spreading anti-trans sentiment and insulting transgender men for her tweet in which she argued that terms like birthing people erase women and rob biological women of our name. Mark Hamill signaled his approval of Bette Midler's tweet by liking it. His action provoked its own whiplash against the actor. Hamill isn't the only public figure to approve of Bette Midler's tweet. Tennis great Martina Navratilova, who herself has come under fire from trans activists for advocating for the distinction between biological women and trans women in sports, jokingly warned the actress that she will now be labeled transphobic. Harry Potter novelist J.K. Rowling also liked Midler's tweet. For years, the author has been a target of radical trans activists who have threatened her and her family for publicly disagreeing with transgender ideology. Midler's tweet was remarkably similar in spirit to a New York Times op-ed last weekend in which columnist Pamela Paul claimed that the far left and far right both agree that women don't count. Paul argued that among leftists, even the word women has become verboten. Previously a commonly understood term for half the world's population, the word had a specific meaning tied to genetics, biology, history, politics and culture. No longer. In its place are unwieldy terms like pregnant people, menstruators and bodies with vaginas. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.